morning. My guest this morning is Robert Lunsford from a group called Sonneau Musette, the sound and spirit of 20th century Paris, the music of Edith Piaf, Jacques Brel, and others. This group is playing at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts on September 2nd, a Friday evening. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Just fine, thanks.
Great.
So you told me before we began that you had been touring around with the group, and this is the first time that Sonneau Musette is back in the area for a while.
That's correct. Yes, we did our world debut actually last February at the Occidental Center for the Arts, and we sold out there, so we had a
great,
very good reception.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we've been playing in the East Bay, Santa Cruz. We played at the Berkeley World Music Festival. And this will be our first concert back in Sonoma County in a while. And it'll actually be our last one in 2016. It's our last scheduled concert in the county for the rest of the year.
Uh-huh.
So it will, after that, we'll be going to the Chico World Music Festival and some other venues.
So
in East
Bay. Is that a lot of where you folks play? Is that various music festivals?
We've done a couple festivals and also like the art centers similar to Occidental and the Sebastopol Center for the Arts, type of venue.
You mentioned Edith Piaf and Jacques Brel.
Yes.
I think probably, particularly in the case of Edith Piaf, almost more popular now than ever before.
I would think so. And to me, she is actually, I can't think of a more iconic performer that's actually come
exactly.
out of Europe.
Yeah.
I mean, when I think of European music, she's the first person I think of.
Right. If you were writing a novel about a chanteuse
yes.
in Paris right around the time of the start of World War II and into World War II, you might well choose her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What are your favorite Edith Piaf songs?
Oh, there's so many. I like Milord. My French isn't so good. There's one that translates to Lovers for a Day.
Uh-huh.
La Foule. There's just so many. La Cordoniste.
Right.
Yeah.
And then there's Brel, of course, who is a Belgian singing mostly in French, but sometimes in Flemish.
Yes, yeah, yes. He's just fantastic. He's like I think he really kind of set the bar and has set an example for a lot of modern day performers as
right,
well. He was pretty revolutionary when he came out.
And I think he burst on the American public music scene when on Judy Collins's album he sang Fils de Sans
yes.
Salve
mm-hmm.
and also Marika.
Yes.
Which he sang in Flemish.
Yeah,
beautiful songs.
I think another thing that made him popular here was there was the Broadway musical Jacques Brel Is Alive and Well
That's
and Living
right.
in Paris.
Yeah.
And that really introduced – all the songs were translated to English, and it really introduced a lot of his music to the American audience.
So what other musicians do you cover, as it were?
We do some more contemporary. There's an artist named Zaz who is contemporary. We do a song of hers. We do Gainsbourg.
Serge Gainsbourg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's Patrick Bruel is another contemporary. We just kind of look around. YouTube's been a great thing. We can source a lot of French material
yes.
from there, and then we kind of pass it around. And then it's really up to our singer, Mimi, because she's the one that really has to be behind the song to perform
right.
it.
Right. What's her background?
Mimi is actually, she has an interesting background. She was born in Egypt. But her father was French and her mother was American, and they traveled around a bit. He was a building engineer, and then they settled in France, and that's where she grew up and went to school. So she is a native French speaker, and she's been a musician. She used to perform with a local group called Djinn, D-G-I-I-N.
Oh, right.
And a lot of people
that.
Are very familiar with her from that
uh-huh.
group. And then she was actually living in a remote part of Africa for a while. Her husband was a doctor. And they were there until she became pregnant. They decided to have the baby back in the United States.
Wow.
So she ended up back here. And we were lucky enough to get her to join our group.
Excellent. Robert, thank you very much for coming in and whetting our appetite for this wonderful music. Let's tell people once again that this group is Sonneau Musette, the sound and spirit of 20th century Paris, with Edith Piaf's music, Jacques Brel, and so on. It's Friday evening, September 2nd, 7:30 p.m. at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts. Tickets at Brown Paper Tickets and information at sonneaumusette.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.